So Am Yisrael left the Yam Suf in the past, and they sang, and everyone's happy, and they go a little bit further, and they're thirsty, and there's no water to drink, and they have the Moshe throws a tree in, and it sweetens the water. So the Pasuk names the place where they were. We know it's called Mara, and Sham Samlo Chok Mishpat. So Rashi says, "V'mara natana miktzat parshel chatora sheitasku behem Shabbat uparaduma v'dinin." So it's quoting a Amar Chazal that they got. Why does it say Sham Samlo Chokum Mishpat Sham Nisahu? They gave them chukim. They gave them mishpatim. So this was the first spot the Torah was given in little stages. The first group of rules they got was already in Mara. They got the laws of Shabbat, the laws of Paraduma, and some of the basic Mishpatim. So, why specifically Shabbat and Paraduma? So that's what the Emes Liakov is coming to explain here. So Emes Liakov says that specifically Shabbat, because what did they just learn from the story with the tree and the water? What they learned from the story with the tree and the water is that Hashem is the source of Parnassah. Hashem is the one who makes sure you have food and drink, you have your basic sustenance. When they threw a bitter tree into bitter water and it became sweet, so that teaches everybody that it's all bidei shamayim. So he says the same is true. That's one of the main lessons of Shabbos. Because intuitively, if I work 7 days a week, I will make more money than if I work 6 days a week. And Hashem says, don't work 7 days a week, and don't worry, I got it. I'm the one who's in charge of Parnassah, and I'm going to make sure that your working 6 days a week will be sufficient for you to have enough food to live. Says that's that. So Shabbat specifically comes then because that was the lesson they just learned from the bitter waters. And there's a perfect timing to give them this other mitzvah that also teaches them this yesod of parnasa. So now, why paraduma? So he said, especially to strengthen the question, and some of the mafarshim asked, paraduma didn't happen, right? There wasn't even a mishkan yet. So why specifically paraduma? So he said, this was before Mamad Har Sinai. We have to prepare them to Kabbalah Satora at Har Sinai. What is the greatest preparation to get them to learn Torah is Paraduma. Because what does Paraduma teach us? Paraduma teaches us that we can't understand all of the Torah. We can't grasp it all. It's not human knowledge. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Seichel. It's Seichel Elyon, not Seichel Adam. And we know because paraduma is metami tahorim and tahara tmeim, and that's a chok, and it's gzeret akatuv. This is a preparation for Mamad Har Sinai, because before you can accept the Torah at Har Sinai, you have to understand that the Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's level of knowledge, not our knowledge. We do our best to grasp it. We have an obligation to learn it and try to grapple with it and understand, do our best. But don't think that for a second that it's supposed to be all makes sense to you and all logical to you. And if it doesn't, you're going to throw some out or reject some of it. No, the Torah is not like that. So the best preparation for Kabbalah Satorah is to give them Paraduma. So they have Shabbos to teach them the Yesod of Parnassah, and they have Paraduma to prepare them for Mamad Har Sinai. And he says, by the way, this Yesod is why there are those who say the reading of Paraduma, we're coming up to Dalet Parshios now. So we all know that every year before Shabbat Zachor, they make an announcement, Shabbat Zachor, all right, it's a big mitzvah, pay attention to every word, and we read it certain ways. You go to certain shuls, they find some Temani guy and some Sephardi guy to also read it. So just to yotze every possible shita that you could possibly have, right, because it's this big yesod, the mitzvah of Zechar Amalek. So there's also those, in this yeshiva, sometimes they make an announcement, depending on which Rosh Yeshiva is there that Shabbos. But they'll say, according to, I believe it's the Ramban and others, that there's a mitzvah to read, that Parah Adum is also a mitzvah midoraita, meaning there's certainly a minhag, that's why we have the minhag of Dal Parshas, that there's a mitzvah to the reading of Parah Adum is min haTorah. Why is it min haTorah though? And the reason is this yesod, that part of understanding of all the Torah is that it's einan imdeded b'seichel adam ela b'seichel yom. So these two important yesodot, that Hashem is responsible for all the parnasa, He's the one who provides for us, and the Torah is Hashem's wisdom, which is above our human comprehension and ability to understand and fathom it all. Parts of it we do get, but parts of it we don't. Those two yesodot are the first two mitzvot Am Yisrael gets in Marah, meaning they already got a Chodesh Hazem Lachem back in Mitzrayim, but as a nation on their way to Mamad Har Sinai, they already get these two important mitzvot to teach us those important yesodot. Remember, always, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provides for us our parnasa, our food, our sustenance, everything, is He's the source of it. And the Torah, though we have to do our best, is really Hashem's wisdom and above our ability to comprehend it. So those are specifically the first two mitzvahs to teach us those important ideas.